This is an Expository Files podcast. I'm John Quinn, and this is being recorded on November the 15th, 2017. This is the fifth of five in a series of podcasts based on Hebrews chapter 9, verses 24 through 28. From this text, we are considering the three appearances of Christ. As we conclude this series of studies, I would like to consider once again the text, Hebrews chapter 9, verses 24 through 28. For Christ did not enter a holy place made with hands, a mere copy of the true one, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us all. Nor was it that he would offer himself often, as a high priest enters the holy place year by year with blood that is not his own. Otherwise he would have needed to suffer often since the foundation of the world. But now, once, at the consummation of the ages, he has been manifested to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And inasmuch as it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes the judgment, so Christ also, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time for salvation without reference to sin to those that eagerly await him. We have discussed three appearances of Jesus. The first one was the one which he made on this earth as he came and secured for us our redemption. Our redemption is made possible by his sacrifice. The next one that we looked at was the one yet to be made, when he will come again, appearing in the heavens to take us home to the new heavens and the new earth. And then there's the one that's happening right now, his appearance before the throne of God our Father as he intercedes for us. The book of Hebrews begins by introducing us to this Son of God. We read in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 8 through 12, "But of the Son, he says, Your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the righteous scepter is the scepter of his kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your companions. And you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all become old like a garment. And like a mantle you will roll them up, like a garment they will be changed, but you are the same, and your years will not come to an end. Is it for me that the mighty maker of worlds has become a sacrifice, a high priest, an intercessor, a savior? Is it for me?" And the Bible's answer is, yes, it is for me. "Is it for me, dear Savior, thy glory and thy rest, for me so weak and sinful? Oh, shall I be so blessed? Is it for me, thy welcome, thy gracious enter in? For me, thy come ye blessed, for me so full of sin? Oh, Savior, precious Savior, my heart is at thy feet. I bless thee and I love thee, and thee I long to meet. I'll be with thee forever and never grieve thee more. Dear Savior, I must praise thee and love thee evermore. O Savior, my Redeemer, what can I but adore and magnify and praise thee and love thee evermore?" This has been an Expository Files podcast. I am John Quinn, and thanks for listening.